For this Thursday, April 9th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebman reporting. The Bureau of Motor Vehicles branch in Mount Vernon is preparing to move to a new location later this month. Officials say the current office on North Main Street will close at the end of the day on April 24th. The branch is set to reopen April 29th at its new location on West 4th Street. When it reopens, customers will notice some improvements. The branch will stay open an extra hour on Wednesdays and Fridays, and an additional customer service station will be available. Drivers who need BMV services during the transition period between April 24th and April 29th are advised to visit branches in Poseyville or Evansville. A familiar face in southwestern Indiana law enforcement has stepped into retirement. Sergeant Todd Ringel with the Indiana State Police has officially retired, which brings an end to a 42-year career. Ringel has been a well-known figure across Vandenberg and Warwick counties, especially in his longtime role as public information officer for the Evansville District. Originally from Fowler, Indiana, Ringel began his career in 1984 as a dispatcher at the Evansville Post. He went on to become a state trooper after graduating from the department's Recruit Academy in 1985. He spent years patrolling Pike and Warwick counties before being promoted to sergeant in 2000. From there, he became the voice of the district, sharing information with the public and media for more than 25 years. Ringel says he's now looking forward to retirement with plans to spend more time golfing, traveling, and being with family. The Indiana Department of Transportation is rolling out new technology designed to improve safety in road construction zones while keeping traffic moving. Officials say the automated work zone flagging system helps keep workers out of the roadway. The system is mounted to the back of a truck and uses digital stop and slow signs, allowing crews to control traffic from inside the vehicle instead of standing near passing cars. NDOT says the system is not fully automated. A worker remains inside the truck to monitor traffic and operate the signs. The trailer is also equipped with an attenuator built to absorb impact if a vehicle crashes into the back of the truck. Safety remains a major concern in work zones. NDOT says the larger digital signs help warn drivers sooner and make work zones easier to see. During a demonstration this week, the system was quickly put to the test when a driver ran a stop sign, triggering an alarm from the truck to alert the driver. Officials say incidents like that highlights the need for added safety measures. They add that while the technology provides another layer of protection, drivers should still slow down, stay alert, and use caution when approaching any work zone. The Indiana Department of Transportation is alerting drivers to a traffic shift and ramp closure coming to Interstate 64 in Posey County. Beginning on or around April 14th, crews will change traffic patterns near the State Road 165 interchange just north of Poseyville. Westbound drivers will be redirected to newly constructed crossovers and will travel in the eastbound lanes through the work zone. One lane of traffic will remain open in each direction. Because of the shift, the westbound on-ramp from State Road 165 to I-64 will be closed. Drivers will be detoured by taking I-64 eastbound to State Road 65, then back to I-64 westbound. NDOT says the changes are part of an ongoing bridge replacement project and are expected to continue through June, weather permitting. Motorists are reminded to slow down, stay alert, and avoid distractions while traveling through work zones. Tonight in local high school sports, Mount Vernon baseball has a game at home versus Boonville at 5 o'clock. The Wildcats are 3-1 of the season. North Posey baseball is home this evening as they battle Tell City at 5 o'clock. The Vikings are 2-2 overall. Mount Vernon softball looks to stay undefeated tonight as they welcome Boonville at 5:30. Wildcats softball is 4-0, and North Posey softball travels to Gibson Southern at 5 o'clock. Vikings softball is 4-1 on the year. From local college sports last night, Evansville baseball won their third straight game as they defeated Lindenwood at home 9-2. The Purple Aces have won 6 of the last 8 games to improve to 11-19 on the season. They are home this weekend for a 3-game Missouri Valley Conference Series versus Southern Illinois. Game 1 is tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. UE is 4-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals took 2-3 in Washington as they won the rubber game of the series 6-1 over the Nationals. Jordan Walker hit his 5th home run and Alec Burleson went 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs for St. Louis. The Cardinals have won 3 of their first 4 series to start the year. They are 7-5 overall. St. Louis is off today before starting a 3-game series at home versus the Boston Red Sox tomorrow night. The Chicago Cubs stung the Rays in the series finale in Tampa Bay, 6-2. Nico Hoerner homered and went 3-for-5 in the game. The Cubs took 2-of-3 in the series to improve their record to 6-6. The Cubbies enjoyed today off and return home for an afternoon game with the Pittsburgh Pirates on Friday. The Cincinnati Reds had their 5-game winning streak come to an end as they lost the Miami Marlins 7-4. The Reds are 8-4 on the year. They conclude a series in Miami versus the Marlins today at 11:10. The Chicago White Sox got beat by the Baltimore Orioles in the series finale in Chicago 5-3. The White Sox tumble to 4-8. They get a new series underway tonight at the Kansas City Royals at 6:40. NBA action this evening has Indiana Pacers in Brooklyn to battle the Nets at 6:30. The Pacers have 3 games left in their season, and they are 18-61 overall. That's news and sports for this Thursday, April 9th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jeff Rebin reporting for Posey County Radio News. Enjoy your Thursday.